The latest victim to die of MERS-related complications in South Korea was a 68-year-old woman who was hospitalized with a pre-existing heart condition. She was infected at the same hospital which had recorded the largest outbreak so far. 8 new MERS cases have also been identified on Tuesday alone, bringing the total number of infections to 95. But Tuesday's rise marked a slowdown from the 23 new cases announced a day earlier. All confirmed infections in South Korea have occurred in hospitals. Medical authorities have been criticized for not doing enough to prevent the spread of the virus internally. A team of experts from the World Health Organization are evaluating how South Korea's public health system has handled the crisis so far. Kwon Deok-kyol, a South Korean health ministry official, however, says the risk of a rapidly spreading pandemic is low.
금일 발표된 대전 을지대 병원 사례와 같이
A joint response team made of experts from South Korea and the World Health Organization was launched today. The team assessed that the South Korean government has handled the situation well and its effort to share information in a transparent manner is key. This joint effort is scheduled to take place until June 13.
The health ministry says the virus appears to have been contained and that the epidemic has already passed its peak period. Lee Dong-hun, an infectious diseases doctor at the Asan Medical Center, says congestion at popular hospitals led to the rapid spread of the virus among patients earlier.
우리나라 의료 체계 특성상
Due to the characteristics of the South Korean medical system, which allows people to be treated in large hospitals at affordable costs, a large number of patients tend to be congregated in emergency rooms of large hospitals, where people prefer to go. I think the number of people who came into close contact with MERS patients was increased during this process.
About 3,000 people who may have had contact with MERS patients have been put under quarantine, some in hospitals, but most at home. Authorities say they are using mobile phones to track people who violate the quarantine. Over 2,000 schools and 19 universities remain closed since Monday. Meanwhile, Japan has set up a task force